only in Indonesia.
Paraseyan is a traditional battle between two men from Sasak tribe in Lombok. Each of them wield a weapon stick and shield made of buffalo skin. The battle is accompanied by music consisting of gong, traditional drum, and traditional flute. In this battle, the only spots that the fighter can hit are the back and the shoulder of their opponents.
Voice of Indonesia.
Boynews.id listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, you know that Deputy Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Stella Christie, has asked that ASEAN to design an education policy on the use of artificial intelligence. She said, responding to the development of artificial intelligence, ASEAN needs to design an education policy related to the aspects of readiness and responsibility in the implementation of artificial intelligence. She also conveyed that in the design of policy, ASEAN will also need to strengthen good public literacy about artificial intelligence. Moreover, literacy in this case doesn't only mean that someone knows about the existence of AI or must be done with human intervention, but second, everyone must be able to evaluate whether a problem can be solved with AI or must be done with human intervention in this field. I mean, everyone must be able to explain why AI cannot be used to solve certain problems. And also, it must be able to make certain plans that combine aspects of AI and humans to solve problems.
Before I let you, oh, babe, you're ready to
bisa ku melawan rasa cinta yang sesungguhnya kepadamu, hanya kamu. Inak dia, going crazy, you're out of this world.
When does one really reach maturity? Nias people have a way to find out. There is a Pahombo Batu, the most well-known culture from Nias Island, North Sumatra Province. Pahombo Batu is done by a young man in traditional costume. If a young man decides to do the Pahombo Batu and succeed, he will be seen as a grown-up. This young man must jump over a small stone pyramid. This pile of stone is around 2 meters tall. During the jump, the visitor can only see the action from afar.
Listener, today's edition of the Traditional Song on Music Corner presents a song from North Kalimantan entitled Yaki Bantawol. The song Yaki Bantawol tells people of Tidung about folklore of Batu Tinagat legend, Tidung tribe, North Kalimantan. The lyrics tell about the story of Grandpa Bantawol, a person whose life was always in need. Yaki in the Tidung language means grandfather. One day, Bantawol went to a rocky mountain which is called Batu Tinagat. There, Yaki Bantawol met a very beautiful woman. In fact, the woman was a princess from heaven. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from North Kalimantan entitled Yaki Bantawol by Fika Julia. Enjoy!
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku yang hanya
Music from Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, I believe that on the spirit of morning, especially in Indonesia and also in other countries, wherever you are also able to resurrect yourself, to empower yourself to be much better than before. Because just try to embody yourself that today must be better than yesterday, and tomorrow must be better than today. Well, as here, you know, talking about wise word, we have also another wise word that would like to share you. I believe that wise word cannot only improve your mind, but also, you know, resurrect and trigger your body physically in order to be able to consider perfectly perhaps, and even to you know, re-again conduct about maybe the goals that you want to reach. Here we are. There is one of wise words from our former president Sukarno. He said, "Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew." Did you get the point? Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. That's from Indonesian former president Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities.
Hadirkan suka dan semangatmu. We gotta have a good time. Every region in Indonesia has its traditional dances, like in Belu, Timor, East Nusa Tenggara province. This district has abundant cultural wealth, especially in arts and customs. Among others, Likurai, which is one of the oldest dances performed by the majority of Belu society. Literally, the word Likurai comes from two syllables, Liku and Rai. Liku means mastering and Rai means earth. So, this dance means to rule the earth. There are, however, different views on the meaning of Likurai. According to a Belu customs and tradition figure, Ignatius Kalimau, Likurai in Tetum language is interpreted as Teberai. Following is his statement.
In Tetum, it is Likurai. In Bunak, it is Teberai. Teberai dance was held when Sun warriors went to a tribal war to take home the enemy's head.
Additionally, in Belu, the word Likurai consists of two syllables, namely Liku and Rai. Each has its own different meaning. Liku means to see or to serve, and Rai means land or earth, as stated by Pius Fahid as a cultural figure from Belu.
Kata Likurai sebenarnya mempunyai dua suku kata.
The word Likurai has two syllables, namely Liku and Rai. Each has its own different meaning. Liku means to see or to serve, and Rai means land or ground. So Likurai actually means to serve or refer to the earth.
Oleh karena itu, kata Likurai sebenarnya dia berarti melayani.
Likurai dance was once a war dance performed to greet or meet the heroes returning from the battlefield with the head of the enemy, beheaded as a proof of courage. Then the women or feto will welcome the heroes or MEO with this Likurai dance and accompanied by some men or mane who dance or haksoke carrying a sword, as explained by Pius Fahik.
Tarian Likurai ini sebenarnya pada zaman dulu dijadikan sebagai satu tarian penjara.
Likurai dance actually in the past was used to welcome the heroes and as a service. Basically, it is a dance that serves the land, for it is believed that the land is the source of life for humans. Therefore, Likurai was performed to serve the land as a tribute. In its development, Likurai dance was also used as a welcome dance for heroes returning from the battlefield. The warriors brought back some silver heads of the enemy from the battlefield as proof of their victory. So upon returning, the heroes were greeted with Likurai dance.
Dan setelah para pahlawan itu kembali, para pahlawan tersebut dicambut dengan tarian Likurai tersebut.
Likurai dance is performed by a group of women while beating tihar or drums inserted in their armpits. The dance begins with the beating of the tihar by one of the dancers, followed by other dancers. When harmonious rhythm has been achieved, when they will start to move their bodies to the left and to the right, sometimes squatting in a specific formation. The male dancers will stomp with bells on their feet, holding up a sword. Then they begin reciting poems interspersed by war or victory shrieks. The beating of the tihar then is increasingly fast and hard, as well as the movements of the dancers. Sometimes the dancers will simultaneously stop moving, causing spontaneous silence. In general, this dance looks beautiful, energetic, and can to evoke chilling experience, especially if imagining the human heads, which said to be moved about between the legs of the dancer's feet. Likurai dance has its own uniqueness as disclosed by Pius, the Belu cultural figure, who said that both the dancer and the musician become one.
Tarian Likurai ini merupakan satu tarian khas yang mempunyai keunikan.
Likurai dance has a unique characteristic. In most other dances, the dancers are separated from the musicians. So while the musicians are playing the musical instruments, elsewhere, the dancers are on the stage or other prepared place. While Likurai is unique for the fact that a dancer at the same time also becomes a musician.
Itu mempunyai keunikan bahwa seorang penari Likurai selain menjadi penari, dia sekaligus menjadi pemusik.
Similarly, it was also expressed by John Atiluan, an observer of culture. According to him, Likurai is unique.
Likurai itu alat musik yang unik.
Likurai musical instrument is unique. If in Belu, Likurai is struck by a woman while dancing, well, this is a really unique.
Meanwhile, according to the head of the Department of Culture and Tourism, Dominic Mali, both the dancer and musician can be just one person or solo performer.
Kekasan tarian Likurai itu dengan
the unique characteristic of Likurai dance compared to other dances is that a Likurai musician and dancer can perform solo. In most dances, the music is played by others, dances by others. Likurai music and dance is simultaneously performed by a solo dancer, and it means two artistic activities carried out by one person.
Likurai remains the conqueror of war until now. Likurai, when performed in religious ceremony, shows that the faithful should become a hero who defeats evil. Likurai, when danced to welcome government officials, community leaders, or important visitors, show that the guest deserves respect and inspire the guest to become a hero who is ready to defend and work for the progress of the independent Belu people. While Likurai performed in a Thanksgiving event or a celebration shows that we should be grateful to the Almighty. Or even hundreds of women get together in Tihar language. Tihar generates sounds that evoke joy, admiration, and pride while creating a sacred atmosphere. The men who are ready to dance along will look so mighty. It could be said that Likurai is a heroic dance which essentially contains elements of violent warfare, as well as gratitude for the success, prosperity, and is the pride of Belu people.
Para, para, para.
Today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from South Sulawesi entitled Wulele Sanggula. The song was composed by H.M. Sanip. It is typical of Tolaki, South Sulawesi's largest ethnic group, who inhabits Kendari City and Kolaka Regency. The song lyrics use Tolaki language, which means Sanggula flower, the name of a flower in Konawe region and its surroundings. The lyrics contain a folklore about an angel who descended from heaven. The angel is described as very beautiful, always glorified by the Tolaki people. Well, listener, here is the song Wulele Sanggula by Sarah and Nita. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Banyak hal dari ratusan pantun, buang pedoman untuk tentukan mana buruk mana santun. Meskipun jatuh dari angkasa, partikel hidrometeor sentuh bumi basahi jiwa. Jadi air ini punya tujuan ketika turun, memberi harapan di setiap tetes mengalun. Ini waktu yang tepat untuk kita bertemu saat air langit menutup. Sejak rindu basah meredam karena kau bertumpah, emosi yang terjebak sejak langit lupa akan bumi saat hujan. Apa kabarmu? Lesu roman bersinar di liga yang kaku, bahagia mengalir di derang. Air yang turun menyamakan air mata yang telah lama mengalir.
The newsline. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, voiced optimism that the volume of trade between his country and Saudi Arabia would increase, leveraging their harmonious relations. Hartarto conveyed his aspiration during a meeting with Minister of Economy and Planning of Saudi Arabia, Faisal Al Ibrahim, on the sidelines of the World Government Summit 2025 in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. In his official statement filed on Wednesday, Hartarto remarked that Indonesia plans to make the most of its free trade agreement with the Gulf Cooperation Council to further shoot up its export volume to Saudi Arabia, which rose by 11% in 2024. Indonesia will help ASEAN countries that are not yet fully ready to implement the Digital Economy Framework Agreement, or DEFA, this year. Indonesian Deputy for Coordination of International Economic Cooperation of the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, Edi Priyo Prabudi, revealed that some member countries admitted their lack of readiness to implement the DEFA in 2025 during the meeting of Indonesian Deputy in ASEAN Economic Community Council in Laos last year. Hence, on Wednesday, he stated that Indonesia will help by offering a capacity building program to ensure that all ASEAN countries can understand and implement DEFA according to their respective capabilities. That's a newsline.
Kata-kata dari mulutmu memang berbahaya. Kau permainkan hatiku dengan berbagai cara. Mata bibirmu sentuhku, tentu ku tak bersuara. Lihat arogansimu, ku malah lemah tak berdaya. Yeah.